another episode of Quad Tech Radio. Today is November 2nd, 2006. I'm DOS Man, and I'm here with my friend Zach and George.
Hello.
Hey now.
So, yesterday we were kind of bored and decided to build something. Zach was kind of the leader on that. What exactly did we do yesterday?
Well, I was sitting back and I was thinking, gee, what could we build that would annoy the most people possible while endangering everybody's life? And I decided, hey, potato cannon sounds like an awfully good idea.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and I seconded that motion.
Yeah.
And so after that, we just kind of ran over to the hardware store, eyeballed a few parts, slapped it together, and had a whole lot of fun.
All right. So what exactly did you use to make that?
Well, various pieces of PVC pipe. The chamber, I don't have exact measurements on any of this. But
1 foot long!
one foot long was involved, and that was for the chamber. And then the barrel, how many feet do you think this barrel is?
Wasn't that approximately 2.5, was it? Or
yeah.
Was it longer than that?
I think 2.5.
Then a 2.5 foot long barrel, and which is the barrel, of course, just, you know, in comparison to your chamber, is always a great deal thinner. You know, the circumference isn't as big, and, you know, for physics' sake. And then we use some end caps, and we glued it all together, and now we have our cannon.
So how do you activate this tool?
Oh, well, there's many ways.
Glad you asked.
No.
First, tell them, take it away, Zach. Go for it.
All right. Well, there's many ways of engaging my tool. But the potato cannon, on the other hand, is completely different. you unscrew the end here, and you put in some hairspray, and there's a hole drilled into the side that you hold the match to after you've fastened on the bottom. And it's definitely not one of the more sophisticated ones that you see online, but it definitely gets the job done. You have to keep your fingers away when you're lowering the match into the hole.
But it does light every time, and it does light when we want it to light.
Exactly.
Yeah, fire, rather.
Simple technology is good technology. That's how I like to keep it. Also, after we gave it a few test fires and had some fun launching washcloths in my driveway at high velocities, we decided to give this puppy a paint job. So if you go out to the site or something, I'm sure you can find some cool pictures of it, and you'll get a good idea of what our mindset was when we made it.
Here, I'm going to play a little clip, and of course you can't see it, but you can hear some of the report from it here.
10 seconds.
Fire in the hole. Lower. See, that was a weak shot.
And that little pop you heard was the little cannon shooting a potato down the parking lot at the apartments over here. And
that was one of the milder bursts, I would say, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
We didn't have our mixture right. It kind of got a little better as we progressed in our knowledge of the potato-ery.
Now today I treated myself to a little afternoon potatoing at our local park, and got my mixture down, got it pretty good, and I treated everybody in the park to the sound of almost an artillery gun. So it was pretty nice.
Plus free potatoes.
Yes.
So did you meet anyone else at the park doing illicit things?
Oh yeah. As I was heading into the park, toting my cannon down into the field, I heard a gunshot and noticed that there were geese flying about and that there were hunters out in the woods. And there were a few patrons in the park that were yelling at them to stop because they were not allowed to hunt there. And I had already gotten some hairspray and a potato down the barrel and decided that I would point it in the general direction of the hunters and let one go, and to which everybody started screaming and hitting the ground. And you could hear the hunters out there. And one of them decided to ask me, what gauge I was using. And I answered him with another blast.
He was hiding behind a shrubbery when he said it.
Yeah.
1 foot long.
Yeah. Oh, my. So that was a lot of fun. And then after that, a lady ran down over the hill and asked me what in the hell I thought I was doing. And by that time, I already had it loaded again, and I just looked at her and said, "Well, I'm feeding the deer." Zoom!
And
then I smiled and waved at her. And anybody that knows me and has spent some time with me knows that I like to yell, "Eat healthy." So that one's going out to you, Night Lord's wife. I love you, and you know what it's all about.
Do you anything to add, George, man?
I don't know. Champagne's the best buy, man. No, actually, I'm kind of, Zach said everything, man, except make sure that you point it away from your face, even if you don't think it's lit. That's, like, my advice. Not from personal experience, but just because, you know, you could get hurt with a thing. It's not, like, something that you would want to be being struck by, even though it's a potato, you know. They do have eyes, but, you know, they could also take out eyes.
Yeah. As with any of our projects that you see on our show or the website, you could always end up an eyeball and a scrot lighter. So you really need to watch this stuff. Let's see. Let's roll some more footage here. Listen to another thing.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. My remote's dead.
Oh, poor Nathan has to run into the camera.
Comes another one.
Yeah, here I'm loading it full of hairspray. George is screwing it on there.
I'm running.
Light.
That was it.
Oh, it didn't light. No, I'm going to blow on it. Oh, it snuck up on me.
That's funny every time I see it. And that one actually ignited inside the chamber. But it didn't fire yet until Zach blew on the hole, and then flame came out of the hole, and thus that prompted the potato to come flying, squirting out, kind of. That one didn't come out very well either, but
yeah,
the mixture is, well, the third one was the charm on that one.
Oh, short.
10 minutes later.
Yeah, I'm still pulling with the match.
Match is struck.
You're in your backwards.
Second time.
Watch out, you're aiming it wrong.
Yeah, less is better.
This is the middle of the evening.
Yeah,
it's dark.
People are settling into their beds. And we've even perfected the mixture a lot better now. What you were hearing there was kind of fifths, and it sounded almost like a rocket. I think we got full-on gunshots today.
It helps out, I believe, to dry the barrel and the chamber out a little bit between shots, because they do get all hairsprayed up. And you kind of don't want the barrel to be that lubed up. You want some resistance for the projectile, so that when the pressure builds up, it has a chance to really build up and get the potato, give it some muzzle velocity so it can really move.
Yeah, definitely. Right now, the chamber is full of potato guts and Aquanet, so it's pretty grody. I'm going to have to clean it out and figure something out.
But I like it that way because it reminds me of an old girlfriend of mine.
Potato guts and Aquanet.
Hey, don't knock until you try it.
Oh, no.
I guess if I was pretty hard up, I could go for it.
Oops.
Oh, my.
I don't know I'd be hard up enough for that.
What if it smelled like Aquanet?
That wouldn't help.
The hair is so manageable.
If it didn't before, it would afterwards.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, I don't make him, I just train him.
Well, I think that pretty much did it for the content.
Once again, don't point the thing at your face, especially if you use a match, because they're lit and they're going to go. Even when you don't know. And the cow goes moo.
Yeah. Or yipe. It all depends on where you pointed the cannon.
Yeah, if you did hear the last one, Zach kind of had it pointed wrong right before he lit it. And I was like, no, you pointed it. Check where you're pointing it.
Like pointed straight at.
So that's something that, vehicles. Another thing, if it's not pointing at your face, you still might need to check that it's not pointed somewhere else before you fire, because
it happens.
Because spuds happen.
Yeah.
Spuds McKenzie. Actually, and we and as you should name your cannon. And I mean the potato cannon. I think we've dubbed this one Mr. Herman. And so when you're in South Central Indiana and you hear that distinctive thoom and lots of guys laughing, you know that we're paging Mr. Herman.
You know to duck as well.
Yeah.
Especially if you live in, well, around where we live, I guess. Or, in, yeah, that's it. Leave it at that.
Don't name names.
Exactly. Get that out. Sorry, honey.
It's okay, baby.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess that's about it. We'll see you again on another episode of Twat Tech Radio.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.